You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good afternoon, welcome, and here's the Day Live Exit, me and John, or John and me, really, if I'm saying it properly.
Is that how you do it?
Well, it should be you and me, shouldn't it? Not me and you. That's just basic English.
It's all about you, isn't it?
No, just used to giving it on my own. Baz is away. This is his first that he's flying right now, literally flying. He's enjoying the free alcohol. He'll be enjoying the free whatever. Probably tucking into his first meal.
Movies,
first meal, and being very excited for his destination. So there's not much Everton chat about today, but there is something that may affect us one way or another. A restructure of the FA
Cup. At least once a season it'll affect us.
Well, I think this is a good conversation about the bigger picture of football. There's been a restructure of the FA Cup. No replays. I think that's the headline. That's the big headline thing. No replays.
There's a surprise.
Yeah. No replays from the first round, proper round onwards, which personally I'm not majorly bothered by, but that I see that just as me as a person rather than thinking about the whole picture.
Tip of an iceberg.
Yeah, about the whole thing.
Some people will be miffed.
No, a lot of people will, and I understand why. Mm. I understand why. I wouldn't take this and go, well, why are you bothered? I'm not bothered. This is a bigger thing, I think. Mm. No replays. Every weekend is going to be its own individual thing. No other games, apparently, will
not for every round.
Will hit it. Well, it's supposed to be an exclusive period, apparently. That's what they're saying.
My phone's over there, but what I read was because they called out on the thing I saw on social media about the no Premier League games on FA Cup weekends, but it's not all the FA Cup weekends, is it? I don't think. But anyway,
so
we won't have Premier League football matches predominantly happening at the same time as an FA Cup game is happening.
The final will be the penultimate weekend of this Premier League season.
So they still Premier League still want to keep last.
Yeah. So the Premier League are getting we're the big thing now. Yeah. We're the last game of the season.
Yeah.
FA Cup comes
Champions
before.
Champions League is actually the big thing. That, the last game.
Well, I mean, I think the Champions League will come into that because I think this is the bigger
part of it. Yeah.
The bigger ramifications are the Champions League, aren't they? The Champions League final and everything else. So the Premier League will be played that weekend. It just won't be played on the day. So if the FA Cup final's on the Saturday, all the games will be on the Sunday or the Monday or the Friday.
Yeah, they won't go up against it. Yeah.
So nothing to go up against it. I mean, in terms of the replays, I mean, they are essential, aren't they, for where we are now in terms of financing the lower league teams. They see those as hugely important. Now the FA are saying that more money will be put into the lower football. We'll put more money in. We'll look after them.
£33 million, isn't it?
We'll look after them.
Something like that.
Yeah, we'll look after them. Don't worry about it. But the I think the big thing about this is, and this is what's going to alienate a lot of people, is this feels like it's been brought in to help the Champions League teams with, because of the extra games in the Champions League game.
As soon as you go on social media, the comment you see is, because of more European games, 86 other clubs have to change what happens in the oldest competition around.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you agree with that, or?
What, with why they've changed it, or whether it should be changed or not?
Well, pick one.
Okay, the last one then. The last one, because it's tip of an iceberg, isn't it? It depends whether you're into tradition or not.
Yeah.
Whether you want to protect... Oh, favourite word at the moment, isn't it? With PSRs and stuff, the integrity. Mm. Yeah, maintain the integrity of the competition, right? Yeah. Does the Premier League, you know, take precedence? Yeah, sadly. Mm. Lest we forget, it's the Football Association Premier League. So they could have used their golden share or something to stop stuff. It's been coming, hasn't it? I suppose it may be seen, and certainly is by me, as it's a lesser evil than it might have been, because I wouldn't have been surprised if they said all FA Cup games are going to be played midweek.
Yeah, it's gone the other way.
But the issue there, of course, is when Champions League gets bigger and you've got three European competitions again, when would midweek be?
Yeah.
It'd be Monday or Friday midweek, wouldn't it, in that sense? So it's not a huge surprise. I think it's sad for the romance of the thing. And of course, all those football league clubs, or even lower, because you're getting non-league clubs getting to the third round now, will never really either A, have any surety of getting to a big stadium unless they get drawn away.
Yeah.
Because they can't even, you know, give a bloody nose to football royalty on the home patch and then, you know, earn a tie at Old Trafford or something. It's one of them, isn't it? Is it just a shrug? I don't know whether it is just a shrug.
I think it's really important for a lot of teams. Nicola Palios, who's she's the chief CEO of Tranmere, is it? Said 729 teams compete in the FA Cup. Why is its format being dictated by the Premier League, who represent 0.3% of them? Why were EFL clubs not given a say? Why is the EFL even dictating whether replays are allowed in rounds they don't participate in? Processed is needed.
Well, I haven't, you know, because it's happened in the last hour or so I haven't read all the details, but I'm surprised that someone who's a senior official or a Football League club has says effectively that this has been done without any consultation with the EFL. Let's just do this intuitively. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I do not believe that the Premier League, even if they are truly the Football Association Premier League. But don't forget, the Premier League, on behalf of the Football League and the FA, sell football EFL rights, TV rights, and FA Cup TV rights. Mm. You get in bed with little D-Devil, and that's what happens. And maybe as a package, it will result. Yeah. I don't know whether it will result in more money.
Of course.
But sudden death, there's no respite now for a Premier League club that goes to a tight little ground where the Football League club batters them. Mm. Yeah. And they know they're not going to get out unless they win.
Yeah.
Because they can't get them back to their own patch and win the replay 6-0, which has happened for decades.
I think the thing is, though, John, I don't think a lot of teams... You know, when you listen to managers after games now, though, I don't think they want to, though. I genuinely... When you listen to managers... I think Thomas Frank said this when he played Wolves in the FA Cup.
He wanted
it done on the night. Whether they won or lost.
They will, yeah.
So I think that generally the appetite in the Premier League is, obviously... We just want this done. We don't care if we're doing. And what a horrible indictment of how people see the competition.
And that's why I say protecting its integrity. Yeah. Say to the Premier League clubs, well, guess what? This is where it's always been and this is where it'll stay. Mm-hmm. But was it Nicola you said?
Yeah.
Mark's Mrs. Little Daughter or something, is it? Yeah. I don't know. But maybe she just wants the money. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Can you tell from what she said whether... Those clubs just want the money, or they want
not from what he said, but even the thing, even like the tweet, the FA and the Premier League have reached an agreement to strengthen the Emirates FA Cup format and increase the support for grassroots football.
Yeah.
So even in that, they're basically basically saying, no, we decide what the FA Cup's going to be like. Forget about all you people who are actually affect more.
Well, the Football Association, they're the competition manager.
Yeah. But just saying with the Premier League, not. Shouldn't that be the FA, the Premier League and the EFL have reached an agreement?
Maybe. I think if they wanted the optics to look right, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. But you're missing a big point anyway.
Go on.
Well, you know, how many football clubs are there in the structure? 92.
In the football league structure.
In the Football League and the Premier League have been part of that. And the claim here, or the suspicion, is that 86 clubs plus all the non-league clubs happened to bend 700 or whatever she said there was, to the needs of the six, if you want to call it the six or eight or whatever it is who were in Europe.
Mm.
What about the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of fans? Did anyone ask us what we think?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't recall anyone asking.
No.
So football without fans is nothing, except we're going to change the competition that's been around for whatever it is, 150 years.
Mm.
And we're not even going to ask you.
No.
We're just going to tell you what's happened.
Well, look, it says, I'll just go through what the tweet says. All rounds in the Emirates FA Cup will now be played on weekends. Well, I mean, it should be anyway.
That's the way it was.
That shouldn't be like, that's again, that's the thing I was talking about. That's where they put the petrol up and we were all moaning and they put it back, but it's not quite as low and we all go, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fourth and fifth round and quarterfinals will all be exclusive.
That's what I mean. That's
of the Premier League fixtures for the first time. So, you know, all the way through, it's going to be
no, because third round isn't there.
Yeah, but third round has every Premier League team in anyway.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Oh, okay.
So it'd only be the fourth round.
Yeah,
it'd only be the fourth round.
But no semi-finals are not going to be excluded.
No, the fourth, fifth, and quarter-finals. So only the semi-finals will be. We'll have Premier League games that weekend. So only
final.
Yeah, but they won't be played on the same day as the final.
They could have said it easier, couldn't they?
Yeah. The competition would be played without replays from the first round onwards.
Was that extra time and penalties then, or was it straight penalties?
Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
Probably be, I imagine, extra
straight
time.
Penalties.
The Premier League will provide up to an additional £33 million for grassroots football, and on top of the £100 million it currently gives good causes. Now someone's got to go away and figure out whether £33 million covers what teams would potentially lose on replays. And someone will, won't they? Someone will, Kieran Maguire, or someone will go away and work that out because they're clever. And obviously,
that's £33 million every season, is it?
That's what it says, I think.
Does he use the words every season?
Yeah, each season. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the other thing they haven't put in this is part of it is the winter break for the Premier League has been scrapped.
Has it?
So the Premier League is going to start mid-August, which, I be honest, I always thought it started. Isn't that what it starts anyway?
Roughly.
But most people are saying, most commentators I've seen on the Premier League on Twitter are, doesn't that just mean that they can all go on tour
a
little bit longer?
Happen.
Or certainly next summer we've got the, or is it this summer? The World Club Championships next summer, isn't it? And that gives...
FIFA one.
Yeah. So that gives...
It's not this summer, is it?
No, it's next summer. So that gives teams extra time to get back to the Premier League and all this.
These clubs, whether your team, if you're watching or listening, is one of them or not, who bitch and whinge about too many games, manages too many games,
yeah.
And then you're free at weekends and they go on tour.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think Tottenham and Newcastle are going to Australia at the end of the season.
Are they?
Yeah. They're getting paid an extortionate amount to go and play a game in Australia. I mean, that's what football clubs do.
Get further away.
Yeah, that's what they're always looking to do, aren't they? They're always looking to get more money. So
I don't mind them doing that. What I do mind is them complaining that there's too many games.
Yeah, it's
let's
it's...
scrap extra time then.
Hmm?
Fatigue, that's when injuries come, through fatigue. Go straight to penalties.
Mm. No,
in fact, why would I even bother doing the 90-minute bit? Just have it as a penalty tournament.
But it does feel, I mean, a lot of people will say it does feel like this has been done for the benefit of obviously the teams who are going to win the Champions League.
I've not read the press release, I've only seen social media. Does the press release say why they've done it?
No, it's more just a...
Because it's not like every now and again they review the competitions, is it, and change them.
I think a review...
It's got to be calendar.
I think a review needed to be done. I think something needed to change. I think something needed to be streamlined the way we've had it, where we've had the Wednesday night for the quarters or
whatever,
and then we've had, you know, we've got...
But it's like you said with the fuel, I think, because of the emergence of a larger Champions League and perhaps more games in midweek, the midweek dates have gone.
Well,
they're now claiming it as a positive that they're all going to be at weekends.
Ultimately, what this is...
You know what the definition of weekend is? Does it include Fridays
and Mondays? I think one of them does go from... I'm sure one round actually goes from Friday to Wednesday.
So that's midweek then. So it's not true then, is it? That they're all going to be at weekends.
Let me just see if I can find a bit more detail. But again, though, what this is heading off, isn't it? What you've just said, where a situation comes like we've had this season, where they've got nowhere to put games.
Yeah.
What they've done is, we need to retool this right now.
Right.
The league will provide $133 million per season from 25-26, maintaining existing and enhancing support to key areas of the game, obviously. But again, that's like when a government comes out and says, we're adding an extra $2 million.
Is it new money?
And then you go, doesn't that work out about 4 pence a person or something? So that's one thing that we need to look into. The chief executive, Mark Bullingham, says the Emirates FA Cup is the biggest asset and generates over 6% of our revenue to invest into the game, so it is critical to secure a strong format for the future. Format being...
Wow! Whoa!
Major game. Go on.
The FA Cup is 60% of the FA's income.
God.
Premier League aren't
paying their... They fail PSR.
Well, no, the Premier League aren't paying their way then, are they?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. The new schedule ensures the magic of the cup is protected and enhanced while working for the whole of the game. The longer summer period also allows for a much-needed player break before the start of the new season. That is utter nonsense.
But extending the summer break has nothing to do with the FA Cup.
Yeah.
The FA Cup doesn't start, well, for the so-called, you know, top-flight clubs, doesn't start till January.
Mm.
The top two divisions don't get involved till January, do they?
Yeah. But it actually says early before, it actually says, from the first round proper, the competition will be played without replays. The current format, which has no replays from the fifth round onwards, has been extended throughout the competition proper in light of changes to the calendar driven by the expanded UEFA competition.
So it is for Champions League.
It's nothing else. They've just hid that in there.
So England will have four clubs in the Champions League, yeah, and the whole of the FA Cup has been changed to accommodate those four clubs.
Because of the extra games. So why can't those four clubs just go...
They'll be the ones who'll put out and everyone else is happy the way it is.
Mm. So why can't those four clubs just go, sorry lads, we can't do the FA Cup.
Of course they can. They just deal with conflicts when it happens.
Yeah. Or just play all your kids or whatever it is.
Say those four clubs always play at weekends.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, get that's the benefit that you get out of it. You can play your game on the weekend.
Yeah.
Let's have a look what else they've...
Are they anticipating increased broadcast income because of this?
Well, they probably will, won't they? Because it's all weekends.
Yeah, I just don't know why it's the Premier League will have to hand out. Well, it's a bribe, isn't it? Mm. £33 million bribe.
Mm. The first year of the new format for the Emirates FA Cup forms part of their overall calendar, which has been approved by the Professional Game Board. The new schedule also allows the late May bank holiday weekend to be ring-fenced for the EFL playoff finals at Wembley. The Community Shield will take place on Saturday, the 10th of August.
For 25, that is.
The Saturday.
Oh, sorry, for 24.
For this year. The Saturday before the Premier League starts. So the Premier League starts the 17th of August next season. Okay. The mid-season break is removed from the calendar to allow a mid-August start date for the Premier League. The longer the longer summer break allows the Premier League teams to be better able to ensure that players get the consecutive three-week break in the summer. This takes into account expert advice from medical and technical departments, which value a longer period of complete rest in the summer rather than the short break.
Here you
in
go,
the winter.
Right? Because I know you.
Go on.
You're not necessarily a fan, but I bring it up every opportunity I can.
Mm.
Formula One.
Yeah.
Right.
You say I was not a fan of Formula One, or not talking about it?
Just talking about.
No, I'm not. That's bad. So I'm not bothered.
Okay. So Formula One has mechanics. And some driver then crashes the car and the mechanics work all the way through the night.
Mm.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Right. So they changed the rules and now they have, you know, you've got to go home. Clearly they're not home, but you know what I mean. You've got to go home at a certain time.
Yeah.
And they can breach that once or twice, right? In other words, when they say you can't work on the cars because you're supposed to be resting, no one can work on their cars. They've got to be rested. But clearly if you're... driver's just smashed your car up, then you get a bit of a let on that, but you can't do it very often.
Mm.
So when they say a 3 week break, I hope when we read it all, it means it has to be a 3 week break. You can't go on tour.
Yeah.
You can't do your main squad, Your players have to have 3 weeks without playing football.
Well, what it'll mean is...
And if that's the case, I go,
what it means is...
They've moved the break to summer.
The start of the pre-season will be a week later. That's all it'll mean. So it'll mean that, yeah, it all depends on where your players played in that summer in terms of an international break. Will they get a three-week break if they've been on international? Will they get a proper three-week break and not, oh, we want to get back? Like you've just said, is someone going to go? No. Almost like...
Unless you have no football for 3 weeks, right? Certainly in Europe. I don't know how this fits in with Europe, but whatever. Then you're always going to have players who are good, playing for good clubs, and therefore are internationals and all of the above, get next to no break at all.
Yeah.
If at all, right? Or you end up a bit like we had as Everton fans, you know, when the under-21s or whatever it was, Branthwaite and Garners of this world, were playing in the summer and they came back for your club later. Yeah. Again, that's wrong, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That the club should suffer and not have its players because an international thing's gone on. So probably the devil's in the detail and all that jazz. But I mean, none of us would object to forcing football clubs to make sure their players get 3 weeks or at least two clear weeks with nothing. But that means you've got to join up with European competition, World Cups, Euros, all those sorts of things.
So well, I think for the most part...
And yet it seems to be not driven by any of those good reasons. It's just driven by the fact, oh, we've got more Champions League games.
Yeah, the calendar's been closed out and it's been closed out by someone higher in the pyramid. And it's just they've just basically said, you can't play on these dates.
You can imagine around the table, can't you? They're going, oh, that mid-season break thing's not going to work now, is it? Because that's Champions League territory. Well...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But that means they don't get the rest. Well, let's give them another week over here.
I just want to look. I've just seen this comment jump up on my screen, and there's lots of comments, and I will get them.
How does it jump up?
David Owen says, "Who's the arsed? We're never going to win it anyway." I think the pointer's over there, and you're over there, mate. Because what we're saying again is we are allowing four teams to dictate to us what our competitions are. And again, what we're saying is, four teams can go away. The six teams bitched and whinged and wanted to change the way football is done in this country. UEFA's had to change the structure of the Champions League to accommodate all those teams. They've made it a bigger tournament, which means they're going to get so much more money, and it's why they're going to be absolutely devastated that there's only four teams and not five and other countries, which I'm quite happy about. I'm made up.
Germany or Italy will have five.
Germany, Italy will have five.
Italy at the top of the mountain.
And I'm quite happy about that. They get to go away, earn more money, bring that back to the Premier League, strengthening those teams once again. And things like the FA Cup, which are traditional. Forget about the FA Cup is part of... You know, I'll watch Coventry on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, because...
Because it's
that's Coventry. Literally the magic of the cup, isn't it? You sit down to semi-finals, and that's always been the way it is. And we all
just shoot out; anything can happen.
And we all generally sit down and watch the final, regardless of who's in it, as long as they're not in it. because it's our thing. It's our. That's what's made the FA Cup. The FA Cup. If you're making changes to it that only benefit four teams and don't benefit everybody else, then how is that a good look going forward? It's not about who wins it. It's about having the chance to win it. And we've got less of a chance if the rules are being bent towards four teams and that who are strong, who have strong squads. Mm. Man City are in the semi again. You know, I know they went out last night, but they're in for a chance of winning it again, maybe winning the double. That's just going to keep going and keep going and keep going. Those teams are going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we are going to have even less chance of winning.
It's funny, isn't it, that people have short memories. I've seen some media coverage today, you know, from legacy journalist types, right, saying how fantastic is that Real Madrid put out Manchester City so that we don't have clubs like Man City with all that money winning it all the time.
Yeah.
And the first response I saw from somebody was quite appropriate. Have you forgotten these are the leading lights for the European Super League?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've got one form of evil versus the other form of evil on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, it just, if you're into tradition and stuff, you'd probably be a bit more miffed about this than if you're not.
Don't get me wrong. Like I said
before. Where's the EFL Cup and all this?
Exactly where it was. Yeah. I mean, that streamlined years ago, didn't it? For the sake of survival. Basically, didn't it? Yeah. It had to survive. It knew it couldn't have.
Because these are just following the lead of the EFL, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
essentially.
EFL in the week.
See, I would have liked
to.
I'd have liked to have heard more on VAR. I'd like to have heard stuff on the semi-finals. Mm. Maybe going back to neutral grounds, things like that. I think they're really. If you thrown in something like we're not having the semis at Wembley, I think a lot of people might have gone. Actually, that is better for us.
A bit more traditional.
That is a bit more traditional, and I think more people...
Picking a semi-final location based on the two clubs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Coventry play Manchester United. That really should be...
Aston Villa's ground or somewhere.
Well, it probably needs to be a little bit bigger, doesn't it? It could be the Etihad. It could be Anfield.
Yeah, yeah. If you want capacity, you go for a bigger stadium, you can, that's...
And of course, in the years to come... Most, if not all, areas of the country are going to have a 60,000, aren't they?
Yeah, Birmingham will have one.
Yeah. Well, Villas is getting done up, isn't it, as well? Yeah, yeah, it's getting massive stuff worked onto it. It's got a lot of land around it, hasn't it? Mm. So if people had said them, then fair enough. But it does remove that. I suppose with not having the replays, it does remove that unpredictability about certain games, doesn't it? You know, you're going to... I don't know how EFL teams... Because I always think EFL teams want the home draw, but then a lot of the time,
less money
the owner goes, no, we actually want the away draw, because if we get Man United away, even if we got a home, beat them, and we got another game out of it, it still wouldn't give us as much money as the Manchester United away game. So it's...
It's also the players. There'll be some players, lots of players, in fact, who... The only chance they may ever get of playing at, say, Old Trafford or Anfield, the two big name stadiums, is if they pull off a miracle and have a draw at home.
Yeah.
Or get drawn away in the first instance, yeah? Mm. So you still get the second one.
Yeah.
But you'll if you get... Can you imagine some team who've battled the way through to the third round when they've started in bloody August or whenever it is that the lowest of the low clubs start, and they get there and they're waiting for that third round draw, and it's, you know... XYZ v Manchester United, and you think that's it, then, you know, our ground holds 1200.
Yeah,
we might beat them and then we have to go again, but it's not fun, is it?
James Wallen said this week after the FA scrapped the iFollow streaming service, think the 72 will be pissed off with the other 20. Have they scrapped that? That was the online streaming platform, wasn't it, that allowed basically you to watch any of the lower league teams anywhere in the world.
Really?
Live when they're on. And I know Wrexham have made a huge deal out of
and
that.
They've scrapped it.
That might be because of, obviously, maybe something new coming in. Have the Premier League agreed that thing with the EFL? Was that ever agreed, the TV deal?
They're representing them, yeah. So the Premier League team, as in their commercial people, do the negotiations, don't they, for... The EFL.
Well, maybe they've got a better deal coming down. I didn't hear they'd scrap that, James. I know that was a big thing. I know I follow a couple of people in America who were Bolton fans.
Yeah, and that's they see everything.
They watch that's how they watch all the Bolton games. And you can imagine if you're... I mean, as I said, Wrexham have made an absolutely huge deal out of it because it's allowed all their fans to watch games.
So when's the Championship becoming Premier League 2 then?
Do you think that'll really happen?
Well, they're going to be so tightly aligned. It might be like... a Premier League 2, even if it's never called it. Might be, mightn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I always thought it would make sense, but I almost think like the Premier League, just by its very name now, wants to get away from that. In fact, I'm surprised the Premier League haven't gone to 18 teams, like they originally said they were going to.
Yeah.
Just to streamline it so much, to get rid of any kind of chaff, essentially, and just make it as streamlined as it can.
Wouldn't that be like 12 clubs and don't bother with relegation? Oh no, because that'd be like a super.
Yeah. let's have a look at some of your comments. James Wallen says, just to follow up on the Chelsea and the hotel situation, they've sold the hotel to a parrot company, but also have taken back control of running the hotel. So going forward, they just put any profits from the hotel towards PSR. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't see how the profits from the hotel can be classed as income. But, you know, maybe what they've done is sold the building.
Yeah.
But the actual operation itself is to their benefit. Mm. But as it literally is a goddamn shell company that was created 18 months ago or something, clearly it is a means to an end of, you know, achieving compliance.
Amy says Sky have a new TV deal, EFL deal for next season with over 1,000 games shown live and all Carabao Cup games live. Now, that's good. But does that show every game live, though? Because, again...
1,000 games is a lot.
But again, if that's not every game, then that doesn't satisfy the need, does it? Because that feels like, again, Sky doing what they love doing, which is...
Is that for the whole of EFL and the Carabao Cup, does that say? Oh, it's not a lot of games then, is it?
Yeah. See, that again, as I said, that sounds like a big number. But if you live in America and your team's Bolton Wanderers, then you know at the moment your game team's on every week, whereas now it's not going to be. And how does that save you?
You'd easily get to 1,000 games, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, 72 clubs.
You know, how does that save?
Just do the sums. It's 10 match weekends and you've done three quarters of it.
Save you as a how does that save anyone as a fan? I mean, this is what we've been talking about getting the a streaming platform for the Premier League, because we need to get to a situation where we're saving everybody, not just a few people.
Because that deal is put together by the Premier League types, you know, so it's replicate. This is an EFL replication of the way it's done at the Premier League, and therefore you get access stuff, and so you're all guaranteed to be on telly so many times and all that sort of stuff. It's still going to be less than half the games, isn't it? So if you're, like you said, the aforementioned Bolton fan who's got used to and thankfully been able to watch all 23 games or something, now they're only going to get maybe 10 or 15 of them instead.
Yeah. And of course, you have to factor in how it works, if that's just abroad or whether that's here. And, you know, maybe the deal's still going for people abroad, and it might just be a domestic one because of attendances or whatever. I don't know.
No references to blackout then?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's all again, it's in the detail, isn't it? We don't know. Can't sit here complaining about stuff if we don't really know it.
No.
Colin says, hello from Marmaris. Been waiting all morning for some Everton chat. Why would you be waiting all morning? Go and enjoy your holiday. Waiting for Everton chat. Come on, mate. David says,
that's a clue. Stop talking about the FA Cup. And
anyone else a little bit depressed last night watching teams actually play good football?
No, I never get depressed watching good football.
I never watched any of it. I watched Race Across the World.
I saw the last 10 minutes and then the penalties.
I never watched any of it.
Bernardo Silva.
Yeah. No, I've seen his penalty. No, I couldn't be bothered.
I just think how cool was the goal. He just stood there. He must have given some sign that he was just going to...
Yeah, he must have seen him take them before. Yeah. And I just watched Race Across the World.
Yeah, we haven't started that yet.
That's tremendous. Tremendous.
Where are they going from and to this
Japan
time?
To Southeast Asia.
All right.
I'm not sure where the end is, but he started in Japan. Andy Hughes, this might be a good one for you. Is it true we're not taking the statues to Bramley Moor? If true, do we know why?
The statues of the Trinity and Dixie.
Yeah.
My understanding is that, and I've had this conversation or tried to have it in the past with the club, because the granite are staying as well. Basically, when they did the community consultation, you know, around Bramley Moor, I think whether it's firm or not, I'm sure the local community think that Dixie, the granites, and the Holy Trinity are staying.
Yeah. That seems to be the consensus,
and I've asked a very simple question of the club and not really got an answer, really, which was, when you sold me a granite, you told me it would be moving to the new stadium.
I don't mind the statues staying, but the granites are a bit weird, because the statues are, that's where those dynasty was made. So it's, you'd have statues everywhere, don't you, where things are made. You wouldn't just move something because, I don't know, a building's moving or something. It's where it actually happened. But the granites feel a bit more personal to each particular...
They sold them as they will go with us to a new stadium.
Yeah.
And clearly the club are going to renege on that now.
Probably because they're terrified of breaking them.
Maybe.
To redo
but
them.
Clearly people are going to, and maybe it's good for the local community if some of the cafes and stuff get to survive off the back of it, that, you know, if you want to go and see your granite or the family one or whatever, you're going to have to go down to Goodison Park, aren't you?
Mm.
But we need to see more detail of what's happened with the legacy, because it's all a bit, you know, artist impression type stuff, isn't it? Mm. And the artist is hiding away in North Wales somewhere now. So whether there'll be any future commitment to that, I don't know.
There'll be, you would imagine, there'll be some, at least one statue announced for the new stadium.
Oh, there has to be, and it has to be big.
Yeah. See, that would need to, well, those things do take a while. No, but you'd think there'd be a new one, though, wouldn't you?
That's what I mean, a new Dixie one.
You think there'd be a new Dixie? Bigger?
Yeah.
Like in Lord of the Rings.
No, Corfu.
The two, yeah.
The Colossus.
Yeah. The
okay, we could do that. Go on. So what would you have a statue of?
Nev.
Howard?
And Howard, yeah. I'd have Nev first. Because I think he's the greatest living Evertonian. So I'd have him first, and then, but I'd have, in conjunction, I'd have Howard as well.
If you had a choice of Nev or Howard, you'd go with Nev.
Nev, yeah. Because I think he's the greatest living Evertonian.
Okay.
I know, it's personal opinion.
If someone, greatest ever manager, isn't that more important?
I have some slight reservations about Howard Kendall.
Because of what happened at the back end?
Because of how he left Everton the first time.
Yeah, okay.
So, and that's fine. That's just, you know.
So you don't like Arteta either then, for the same reason, yeah?
Well, it's not a question of liking someone. It's just a question if you give me...
reservations
if
then.
If you give me one over the other. I have... When you say Arteta, what do you mean? Go on, because he left.
Yeah.
No issue.
No, because of how he left.
No issue.
He forced it.
No issue. Players okay. Come and go.
So managers come and go?
No. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Do you have reservations?
I don't like, obviously, anyone leaving, but if you have to give me one or the other, Howard is... Nev is, to me, is...
A more persistent Evertonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's okay. People have different opinions.
That's fair dues. Should be room for both, anyway.
Of course there should, yeah.
Massive fan plaza.
Of course, massive fan plaza.
Anyone else deserving?
It's a pity. Now, what they should
anyone
have done.
Anyone else deserving, do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a few people deserve quite
so
a few.
So, have I said three statues? Who would you have?
Three statues, Nev, Howard Kendall, and... See, this one's a difficult one, because it would either be Labby or Kevin Ratcliffe.
Not Dixie Dean.
Well, Dixie's already got one, hasn't
he? He's got one.
All right, he's got one, but yeah, you can
give him another one.
You can give him another one.
Well, all his goals were scored there, right? So,
yeah.
And not all of them.
Sometimes I feel like we trade too heavily on the Dixie Dean stuff.
A long time ago.
I feel like we trade, I liked when Arsenal moved and they got... I thought, like, the modern players.
Yeah.
But we haven't got any modern players.
But if you ended up with the greatest manager, the greatest captain, things won, I suppose, and the greatest Evertonian, which is where Nev gets his tick.
But Nev won all the trophies as well.
Yeah.
Nev got the 95 FA Cup as well.
That's right,
He's the only, you know, he's the only one who connects the two teams.
That's right, yeah.
So...
There you go, Everton. Yeah, yeah. There's three to be going on with.
Yeah.
Sure. Ask the fans.
I mean, that's it. Loads of people would say Howard. Loads of find a picture with Howard and Nev with each other together.
But there's plenty of opportunity down at Bramley Moor. There's lots of room.
Well, I was just thinking then
imagery as well.
The one that's this it would be not like this. It's not disappointing, but on the steps, it would have been great if they was at the river stand side.
Yeah.
If there'd almost been a plinth at the top of the steps, like Bobby Moore is at Wembley.
Oh, I see.
So if you were looking at the river and you're looking up at the stadium, you'd see whoever, it would look so much bigger because it's on a higher pitch.
Mm.
Like Bobby Moore, when you walk down Wembley Way, looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's true.
Being there, something like that would have been good.
You have to walk down Wembley Way to see it, though.
Yeah. I'll be honest, things like that don't really worry me at the moment. Things like that
bigger things to worry about.
So I don't really. Should have been statue of Silky, but doesn't look like what he got back for the points now was worth anything. John says the five clubs in the Champions League have a large enough squad to cope with the replays. Four. There will not be five.
There won't be five.
Now. two German teams went through, two English teams got knocked out.
Yeah.
There's only Liverpool left, isn't there? West Ham will get knocked out tonight. Yeah. Liverpool might get... I'm not saying Liverpool will get knocked out, by the way.
You wouldn't bet against them.
No, absolutely not. You wouldn't bet against Liverpool, but all of the English teams could be out tonight.
Yeah, and they're already behind on the coefficients.
Yeah, so Germany have got the five, and fair play. Mm. Would it be good for the Premier League to have five teams in the Champions League? I don't think it would, but Premier League would love it.
Thing is, if the coefficient is all the games you play, those nations with, well, it's going to be Italy, isn't it, and Germany probably, they get an advantage, don't they?
Why?
Coefficient-wise, because
there's more.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You get less of an advantage if there's more. The way it works is, so England, because they had more teams in this year because of West Ham, has a disadvantage in the coefficient. Because if you have more teams in, it actually works against you.
I don't know how it's calculated.
Yeah, it works against you. So Germany having more teams in will work against them going forward. Because otherwise you just win the coefficients every year.
That's
what
I was concerned
about. It's like it's the average, but obviously because the average is going through more teams, it makes it the number lower or whatever. So
not if they all go deep.
No. If they all do well, then you know. But if you've got a country where I don't know. You have like maybe one or two, and those two get to their respective finals, then they've got a much better chance than.
Oh, right, okay.
So yeah, James, where was that other one? Where are we? Jay Ratcliffe says last night's club call. I totally agree with Sharpie. Dyche should have been potted after Chelsea. Baines and Coleman would have been a guaranteed uplift at Goodison, which would secure our status. They may lose them, but there's no evidence we won't anyway. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome and all that. Who would sack him? Farhad, after all, does he want Everton's valuation dropping through relegation standards? No, we're not going to sack him. And I wouldn't bring in Baines and Coleman either. I think it's in our hands, so there has to be a touch of realism. I'm not his biggest fan, but it is in our hands. We're not 5 points below the next team.
I say all. Yeah. We have to match one or other of the two clubs below us. That's all.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think you said it yonks ago with the fixtures we have and the position we have now, and potentially, unlikely, I think personally, but potentially another point back, say, off an appeal.
Mm.
We get relegated. Deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't stay with these fixtures. We don't deserve to win the Premier League.
Won't be the points deductions that get us relegated. Clearly, it would have kept us up if we hadn't got them.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can actually blame them in that sense, because you play in the reality of where you are.
Exactly, yeah.
And if we got, you know, we'll in a week, we'll know, won't we? Or 10 days.
Yeah. Traces, Chelsea hotels. I saw a report that they retained a management fee for running the hotels to retain the profit for servicing while taking the one-time profit for the sale to the forsake in the sale to the related entity.
So, I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
you can sell the building. Yeah.
Mm.
If they've sold a building, not sold a business, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the chat means. Yeah.
Abigail says these changes are ridiculous.
So many hotels are not run by the owners.
These changes are ridiculous in favour of the slice six again. The FA Cup needs to stay the same for the lower leagues teams. Man City have a second team good enough to play in domestic cups. No, it does. It's more to do with the actual not being able to play on those dates than anything. And why they're dressing it up as this, it literally is. We don't have the days to play these games in midweek. So if it does go to a replay, we would look really, really stupid because there's nowhere to play the game.
Hamstrung, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's nowhere to play the game. So they've obviously got ahead of it, relaunched it with some lovely graphics and all the rest of it, and made it look like they're doing everyone a favour. But at the end of the day, it's just logistics.
Mm.
It's a simple logistical problem that they have dealt with by scrapping the replays.
And the dress up of you know, longer break in the summer is because they've taken the break out the winter.
Yeah.
And logistics again.
And I understand taking the break away from the winter, because I think Sean Dyche said it, he was absolutely right. He said we had December where we had many games. And then we had December where we, if you got knocked out the FA Cup, say in the third round, we had two Premier League games.
Yeah,
we had two Premier League games in December. So he was right. He was like, well, put some of the games from December in January.
Yeah,
make it two equal months.
Be sensible.
And that's how you get the most out of your players, not giving them a week off.
And that offsetting thing never worked quite.
Yeah. Well, you had games cutting into it then with replays.
That's right, yeah.
James Warland says, finish on Rage Across the World is Indonesia. Thank you.
Good man.
There you go.
Was it Jakarta or something like that? Anyway.
They haven't revealed it, I don't think. I don't think they said it.
They just tell you, show you on a map and say, we're starting here and you've got to go there.
Yeah.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love that. I would love to
put your name down, see if they'll have you.
It's 60 days.
Yeah, well, we see the back of you for 60 days. Watch you on telly every week.
Yeah. It's too long now. I'd enjoy the bits in the middle, knowing you get the time off between the stages. Yeah, didn't they?
Who'd be the leader, you or Sam?
No, I'd be the leader.
Was you? You 100%. Sure?
Yeah, I'm a leader of men.
Sam's a woman.
I know, so it's leader I'm women. So I just said. What was I going to say then? Oh, the girl who was on it last year said that. Yeah,
the winners.
No, the father and daughter, and she said like that. Obviously, everything is legit, but then when you have the break, everything's paid for. She said that's the best. You've got to pay for everything, and you have two people with you all the time. Make sure camera crew.
Yeah,
but they can't give you any help. But when you have that break, when you get to the hotel, whatever, everything's paid for. And sometimes, I think she said sometimes it was as long as a week.
Wow.
Between.
So downtime.
Yeah. And Anita says, would you take Baz or Sam? I'd take Sam, of course. I'd take Sam. I don't see that much of Baz when I'm not here.
Who?
I don't see him.
Who?
Baz. Exactly. When we leave this building, because we spend so much time together, sometimes I don't, like, if I leave here on a Friday, I might get, that was shite, wasn't it? On a Saturday, and that's it. That's the last time I'll hear from him until Monday. We're not joined at the hip, you know. Because we spend so much time together in here. that's it, isn't it?
Unlike you and Ned, your best buddies go everywhere together.
God, definitely don't see him. Definitely don't see him.
Well, you'll be chuffed when he comes.
Oh, we'll be chuffed, yeah, because it'll mean like, you know,
you can get back to doing much work, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. we'll have just be able to just do things properly.
Yeah. Baz is much better at reading the screens than you are.
No, no, he's not, because what Baz does is read stuff and then go, hang on, what? What? Can't say that. It's like he can be like...
Oh, he does say that a lot. I'm not reading that out. Yeah.
He can be like...
If you disagree with Baz, he doesn't pick your words.
John says, I can't get my head around how they've only consulted the Premier League. The organisation actually provides the least teams in the competition. Not even a mention of the EFL. I find it very bizarre, to be honest.
They must have talked. Maybe they just haven't chose to reference it.
Yeah, putting a statement out like that and saying, it's almost like... The big boys have got together and you were doing you a favour. Think about it, even if that's reality, it doesn't look good. Mm. Optics and all that, it doesn't look good. Looks,
it's the Football Association Premier League. Mm. The Football Association run football in this country, but they do what the Premier League tell them to, because that's where all the money is.
Benjamin James says, Dyche went against his MO against Chelsea. If he sticks to his normal counter-attack model, then we've got half a chance of staying up. A bit of good news is the fans don't have to change their plans for the Brentford game. Of course, the Brentford game will be half five on the Saturday now, won't it? Because Man City...
Of course, City got knocked out, yeah.
If City had won, it would have changed to the Sunday, so it remains a half five, which is good, but it's ridiculous that, you know, we find out a week and a half before. That's again, us jumping through hoops for Premier League teams, and then everyone going, oh, it's fine.
Champions League teams.
Ex-Champions League teams.
Yeah, yeah. Ex.
Yeah.
Rodri complaining in the paper today.
Is he about what?
Well, Real Madrid didn't play the game he wanted them
to play. Oh, well, that's a shame. You should have just...
They didn't come to win.
No, but they did. Maybe.
Why did they get rid of away goals? Well, City would have gone through.
To make it more exciting.
City,
which all the games have been more exciting though, haven't they?
Yeah, but Madrid wouldn't have played the way they played last night with City having three away goals, would they?
No. But
so it works both ways.
It does work both ways, but I think in general it has been more exciting. Loads of goals in the Champions League latter stages, where a lot of people were starting to complain about the lack of goals.
Sure.
Again, I don't know whose idea that was. I never got away goals, but again, no. I think it was brought in a little bit before
your time,
my time. So
just a bit, yeah.
So I seen someone complaining last night. It was Tim Vickery saying, "Well, because there's no away goals, Man City have got an extra half an hour at home to win it."
True.
But in the champ, where the way it used to be, you still got an extra half an hour. Someone still benefited from an extra half an hour.
It was to stop clubs going away from home and just,
yeah,
you know, locking up shots.
At the end of the day, football is about putting the ball in the back of the net. It's not about saying, well, you managed to score away from home. It really is it, you know what I mean? I mean, it shouldn't make a difference. Liverpool tonight play a team that no scored three times at their ground. Well, the job's still the same. You've got to score four at theirs to win the tie. That's it. And that's what they've got to do at the end of the day. So, but it is crazy that City losing last night means we get to keep our slot. It's that's what a terrible way to treat fans of competition.
You could say, why didn't they just, when the TV guys made the pick, do it on what would have been the second day anyway, so at least it doesn't move.
But this is another reason why streaming needs to be brought in, because we're a TV pick, they're a TV pick. So they were just going to change the slots. Mm. But if you had streaming and everyone was on live anyway, none of that would matter.
No,
you would be on live. They could move your game for any reason and go, you're still live. It doesn't matter. Or if your game is put at a certain date, it's staying that way. And no one's changing it for TV unless they go, there was one slot on a Sunday where they were like, that's the half four slot. All our resources, all our extra resources. We don't just come on at 5 to 3 and give you 5 minutes of build-up. We're giving you an hour build-up. It would solve so many problems. Mm. It really, really would. Steve says, imagine you're a player with Everton. Who Everton are trying to sign, sorry, and they invite you for a tour of Finch Farm and you see those framed pictures of us celebrating staying up against Palace. Be out of there in seconds.
No, you wouldn't.
I might. I find all that very... I wouldn't have any of those pitches anyway. They'd be in a skip. I don't think it'd stop you from signing.
No, I mean, are they celebrating survival, or are they showing what a fantastic fan base we have?
Survival.
Yeah, well, that's the point, isn't it? You know, you can have all the pictures of fans and say, look how passionate this fan base is, without actually...
Yeah, you know.
Effectively celebrating failure. Yeah.
Apparently, Chris Wilder's had a pop at all the big boys.
Has he? Over the FA Cup.
Yeah, in his... Good
not
on
shy,
him.
Is he, Chris?
No, good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him. Right, last couple. We will be doing M-Tag, but we won't be doing it till after 3, because I've got to do the 1878 podcast at 2:15, or it can't be done. So, and the sponsors say we have to do it. So we'll be
they
back.
Don't actually. So that's rubbish.
Well,
he's just making that up.
That's be done weekly.
It doesn't have to be done at 2:15.
No, but I can't do it otherwise. Again, I'm here on my own.
Oh, get the violins out.
Yeah. No one. Well, I need guests, don't I? I need guests for it. I mean, guests can only join me
at a certain time.
Can only join me at that one particular time. Cool. So M-Tag will be on just after 3, because I should be finished by 3:00. So I'll get all that sorted, but. Who said something about a podcast then? Someone said about Nev's podcast.
Can't multitask.
Andrew Ryan says, personally, I think that with the FA Cup teams playing any lower division team, should have to split the earnings of the home tie with a lower division team, but let the Premier League team use the full amount as income in PSR. I think that would benefit everyone. No, come on. That's getting very, very confusing, isn't it? Very, very confusing. I think when we start talking about PSR, and it's just ridiculous. Tom says, with all the players out of contract this season, assuming financial restrictions and supposed poor academy, can you see us getting enough players in as the squad is already small?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. We'll get... Yeah. I already know one that we're looking at. I can't say, but I already know one we're looking at. So, and if we look at the type of player he is, then we'll get it. We'll get a few, if that's the kind of player we're looking at. Brian Garside says...
Hi, Brian.
Our resident announcer. not waiting until last night's Manchester City result before booking my flight for the Brentford game cost a load in flight tickets. 11 days is too short notice for the bookings because of the reduced amount of flights available. Yeah, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Steve Thomas, a statue of Richarlison with the smoke bomb.
Well, just before he threw it.
Just with a plume coming off it. It is. It's an iconic picture, that, isn't it? It's a very iconic picture. I've seen the thing before saying, you know, I think Michael Ball said in the Echo, he said, there's nobody in our squad who's got, never mind the ability, the heart of what he had that year to keep us up in the Premier League, fighting to the death, collapsing at the end of games because of the efforts he put in. He said, that's the difference. He said, that's the difference with that team and this team, Richarlison and his work effort.
If it really matters to you find a way. Mm. And Richie did.
Yeah. Exactly. Injured.
Others just found excuses.
Injured at Anfield and played on for the rest of the season. Strapped his foot up, crying, being told he can't play and playing. You know, shouldn't have been off the pitch. You know, and then I think when we scored, he legged it all the way down, all those little moments. That's why people love him. I know people go, you know, that's why people love him. Because he left everything on the pitch, and unfortunately, we don't see that very often anymore.
That's true.
Certainly from this group of players. That's true. They can run around all he wants, doing doggies. Doesn't mean anything. I'll have one little look on YouTube. Tiger Taylor says, a statue of Goodison Park. That'd be brilliant.
You can get that from Dave Kennedy. He'll sort it out. That'd
be lovely. But we actually, no, just fine. Someone asked me this week, a couple of people asked me about Goodison Park, about why aren't we selling Goodison Park?
It's not worth anything.
That's what I said, but I just wanted to...
The land is low-value land.
Yeah. And as I said earlier on the week, we could get a little bit of money for it. 15 million, say.
Oh, no. Half that.
Okay. So we got 15 million for Belfield because it's Leafy West Derby.
Yeah.
And that money just went away. And there's no trace of anything at Belfield. I know it's a saying again, it shouldn't really matter. But all those even the roads... aren't ever named.
Oh, they're not.
No, the first one's Pete Best Way.
Is it? So they went to the thought of who should we name it after?
Yeah. So you could have had like Harvey Way, Ball Way, Kendall Way, whatever. There's nothing, right? So there's nothing left there that says to anyone Everton's training ground with all the great was here. The great teams of this, all the great teams were there, and not, you know, none of the rubbish teams. All the great teams. There's. You've got Goodison, and as I said earlier this week, you could sell it for a quick buck, but if in 30 years you go back there and there's nothing to tell you it's Goodison Park, and you've got through this horrible period, and there's nothing there, you'll go, why didn't we just... Why? You know, like, it's almost that thing of, like, that souvenir thing you got in this year. You go, in like, you see it's a lot of money, but in a few years' time, you might take it out and go, that was bad.
If you want to, and you're probably too young, not you, but... Yeah. If you're a Man City fan, you can go and stand on the centre spot at Main Road. Mm. It's all houses and stuff.
Go to...
But there's still a centre spot there in the
garden. Go to Highbury. Oh.
Oh, the flat.
It's beautiful. It's so nice. You can't get in.
Yeah, because of gates.
Because of gates, because it's a gated community.
Go up through it.
But it's just perfect. Like, actually perfect. The ground is still there.
Yeah.
The pitch is still there. But it's people live there,
yeah.
And it's a stone's throw from the Emirates. I mean, it's very, very expensive,
yeah.
But it's just perfect.
Imagine living in the Bullens Road stand or something, because that's what the equivalent is. That's what the equivalent is, a Highbury.
Yeah, you know? No, it's perfect. Yeah. So I think, I mean, I have had, we've spoken of this before. It's a poor area. The housing would be... No one wants to live there, let's be honest. It's not an area anyone would say...
Social housing.
I'm going to buy a house. Let's go and buy a house here, darling. It is social, housing. And before you know it, any idea of Goodison Park would be lost. And is it really worth it for a small amount of money? Where actually we can... wriggle through this period and we'd have a lasting memory to Goodison, as well as giving something back to the community as well.
Well, you know, the clock is moving towards the club about what you're going to do about the legacy. Because you had all the grand plans 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Now we need to see what's really going to happen. But
well, that's still going to happen, surely, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's all based on private funding. So if the funding doesn't come forward, it'll just get knocked down, won't it?
Yeah.
And that'll be it, as you rightly say. It'll be gone forever.
Be like have you ever seen the Gangs of New York film?
Yeah.
At the end, no, the graves, where you just, you watch them over time and they all just slowly, all those memories just slowly disappear.
You ever do genealogy like I do? Just, as you say, stuff grows over.
Yeah.
And before, they get weathered. They're there, but you've no idea what was on them and so on and so forth.
And before you know it, it's gone.
Thankfully, the Mormons are cataloguing everything, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And they say you have two deaths, don't they? When you die and when the last person who remembers you dies.
That's right,
Well, that's what happened in Coco anyway. That's where I get most of my history lessons from, Disney cartoons. that mermaid. right. It's not Ben Johnson from West Ham on a free. It's actually someone who doesn't play football in this country.
Shock, horror.
That's all I want to say. Can't say anything else. Sworn to secrecy, but I know we've
sworn to secrecy, so he's telling you.
Anybody. I'm leaving a breadcrumb, out there. I can't tell you who it is. I can't. I've been sworn to secrecy by the person who told me. So there you go. Right, there you go. Thank you everyone for joining us. We'll be back at 5 o'clock. Right, round the tower over on Toffee TV Premium. But it's like last week's. So last week's round the tower, John, was. The people have to give us their three questions.
Oh, I see.
Instead of us having questions, we can have a bit of a day off. And it was really good last week when we did it. Next week, we should be back to normal because Ned will be back next week. He'll be back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll throttle him.
Physically, anyway.
So if you are watching around the tower at 5 o'clock, three questions, Everton question, football question, anything a question, get your questions in for us. I'll set that up.
We always stress about thinking of questions.
Yeah, it is difficult. Unless you're Kane, who just basically recycles our questions and then goes, I never watched. Nice one, Kane. Thanks for that, mate. So we'll be back on 5 at Toffee. If you're not on Toffee TV Premier, I asked that question, why aren't you there? It is less than a coffee for a month's worth of basically lives every day and other exclusive shows and all everything else. You get all the shows first. You get no adverts on your podcast and your shows as well. So all these podcasts pop up. Podcast pop up, adverts pop up, you will not get them. So the link is in the description, QR code. Honestly, for the price of a coffee, for God's sake. And I tell you what I'll do. I'll let you come in here and I'll make you that coffee. You can come in. Loads of people have. You can come in here and I'll make you a coffee. I can't say further than that. I will give you the coffee.
What are you like? Baz is off, you learn how to make coffee, and now you're offering to do it for everyone.
Exactly. If it brings the people, then I don't care. Right, see you later. Bye.
Cheers, guys.
It's certainly miles off where we want to be. That's without a shadow of a doubt. There's no excuses for that. Yeah, miles off the mark. Miles away from where we've been. We certainly don't want to revisit that. It's a stark reminder if you don't do the basics well. An odd game in the sense that the game plan we worked on started correctly. You know, we should score early. We should have a chance to take the game on. We can see when that can happen, but the goals are alarmingly poor. You know, the hard yards that it takes, just simple tackling, just getting a tackle in, reading the play, anticipating the game, all the basic principles were just out the window in the first half particularly. And you can't do that. You know, you can't do that place like that. It is unusual, I will say that, defensively that is. We know we've had trouble with scoring goals, that's obvious. But defensively, that is a mile off where we've been. I think the last time we were like that was Villa. When we were miles off, and today collective downtime, perfect storm, we get injuries as well. Just a horrid night without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, so there you go. Obviously, Sean Dyche not happy, but you know, he sends the players out there to do a job, and obviously he expects a much better performance from the players. He was also asked about the tactics. Here's his reply to that.
Well, the tactics started right. We should score in the first minute or 2 minutes or whatever it was. So, you know, the delivery attacks, everyone talks about attacks and delivery. You know, a lot of managers get it right, you know, but you've got to go and deliver it. You can't just wait for it to happen. It looked like too many. You can't have a collective down like that. I thought Dwight and Miko first half stuck at it. The rest, I thought, were miles off. I told him at half-time, made some changes, got absolutely miles off. And they, you know, not even close to where we expect, including what I expect.
So you had a case of maybe players not doing what they were asked to do, and that may have led to James Garner and Amadou Onana being pulled off at half-time. If players aren't doing the job they're being told to do, then obviously that's going to cause problems. But the tactics in the first place, I thought we made it a basketball game early on, and that suited Chelsea. It didn't really suit Everton, to be honest. So obviously Sean Dyche has got to look himself from that point of view, because going to a team that do score goals against the team who don't score goals, is there only ever going to be one winner if you make the game really open? And that's what we did, you know, bar that early chance we had from Beto. So it was a very, very difficult night that we have to put behind us. But unfortunately, coming off the back of that as well, we've picked up some injuries from the game last night. Seamus Coleman got a groin injury. He went off at half time. Sean Dyche said he didn't know yet the severity of that injury. Jared Branthwaite went off as well. They said that it is minor and they'll have to wait and see on that. And Nathan Patterson, it's a hamstring injury, and Sean Dyche said it's a more serious injury. So hopefully all three of those players have speedy returns. Hopefully it's not too serious for Nathan Patterson, knowing that he has the Euros at the end of the season as well. It has been a great season for him. But let's hope that all three can get back as quick as possible, with there so many games coming up quick and in quick succession. So yeah, not a great night. Tarkowski getting his ninth booking of the season as well. Not great. Another player missing last night was Azissa Garner-Gay. He'd felt an injury on the morning of the game. And there's fresh doubts today as well that he will get a new contract at the end of the season, and it looks like he could be surplus to requirements, with him being a big earner and Everton basically being able to not fulfil a new contract for him with a player of his age. So he's still one of our best players, and I thought he was massively missed last night, and that would be sad if we couldn't keep him at the club. His experience is massively important, and he's someone who goes out and does a good job for us. So yeah, very, very sad. And Delhi, who was in the Sky Sports Monday Night Football studio, also revealed that he would not be available for the rest of the season also. He did say that he would be open to staying at Everton next season, but I just can't see how we could keep a player who hasn't played at all for us this season, has had his injury problems and obviously other problems while he's been an Everton player. Absolutely just another terrible situation of Everton's making, giving someone the length of contract and putting them on such high wages. And sadly, it hasn't worked, has it? It really has not worked for Delhi, and it looks like he'll probably be leaving Everton at the end of the season. Yeah. Also, last night, it was revealed quite late on that 777 had been granted an extension by MSP. Yesterday's deadline was for 777 to repay the debt, or certainly Everton to repay the debt. I mean, it's crazy that someone who doesn't own the club, we're talking in terms of them repaying an extension, but they repaying a loan that is owed on the stadium. And it's seen as one of the four pillars for them to get ownership of the club. They've been granted an extension. We don't know how long that extension is, but I'm sure it's in everyone's best interests that it is extended, so that hopefully they can pay it, and that will be part of them getting the club bought. Because let's be honest, we just need everything sorted out as soon as possible. The club at the moment is just an absolute, it's just an absolute fire, isn't it? Yeah, it's in such a, nobody knows what's going on. The football on the pitch is woeful. And it really is not a nice time to be an Evertonian, is it, at all? So, 777 given that extension last night by MSP. There you go. What a happy Tuesday. There you go. Make sure you check out The Final Word with me and John on the game. That is available right now. Thanks for watching. For more great videos, exclusive day live videos, come and join us on Toffee TV Premier. The link is in the description. QR codes come on the screen now. See you later.